Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This is what got David in trouble. No, David was the king. He's supposed to be out where? At war. You always get in trouble when you're not in the place you're supposed to be. David was supposed to be at war. He's on the housetop looking down at Bathsheba. In other words, his flesh, he saw her with the eyes. Oh, she's a fine thing. Oh, and then he said, the flesh, I want it. And then the pride of life, I'm the king, I will take it. Satan pulled all the big three on him right there. Don't be hoodwinked by Satan. Don't be ignorant of his devices. He simply came to kill, steal, and to destroy. And one of his biggest ploy is to get you busy. We are so busy doing nothing. Nothing. Get busy doing the work Christ has called you to do. I'm going too far here, but I got to keep going here. All right, number thing here. So what are your priorities and what are you involved in? That will tell you. I'm almost done here. Now, he says, why do you do this? That we may please him that has chosen you to be a soldier. Goodness gracious. Every time I think about God choosing me, oh, that's great. He chose you if you're saved. Wherever you are in your life, he chose you to be effective where you are. Amen. You can reach people that I can't reach. Amen. He chose you to be a soldier. God Almighty chose you to be a soldier. Now, just think about if the army chose you or drafted you in the army, they equipped you with everything you need. God has equipped you with everything you need to fight the good fight of faith. So he says, do all this thing that we may please him that chosen you to be a soldier. Now, how can we please the Father? John 15:8 says this, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. And that fruit is another Christian. God wants you to tell others about his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And that he died, he buried, and on the third day, he rose from the grave. That is your mission. Amen. God wants you to do that. And remember, he showed you to be a soldier. And therefore, he has equipped you. Now, if you have not been in the battle, you've been AWOL, absent without official leave. The good news is you can come back. We all know the story of Jonah. How God sent him to do a great mission, a soul winning trip. But Jonah said, I'm not going. Let me tell you something, folks. You're going to do it voluntarily or involuntarily, but you will do it. You will do it. You know, Jesus, God said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Jonah ran from his responsibility, but he then got it right. We all know the story of the prodigal son. You know, he was there with the dad doing all this stuff, and then he said, hey, I want to go out and experience the world. We see where the world led that guy to, right into a pig pen. That's what the world's going to do to you. They're going to squeeze all the juice out you, and then you're going to be sitting down there, and then say, hey, why did I ever leave my father's house? And we see the prodigal son comes back. So the good news is that if you haven't been in the battle, if you've been missing in action, the good news is you can come back. I hope this message has encouraged you to ask yourself that question, is am I a good soldier of Jesus Christ? What have I been doing with the gifts God has given me? I want you to really think about that. Remember, we have lost many battles, and I've lost some even this week. But God has already won the war. Amen. We can always retool. We can always get back into our word and say, now, Lord, send me. I'm ready to go. And I'll end on that. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.